Songs by Striped Scribe. Read by Coprime. Rating, general audiences. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil TV. Relationship, Matt Murdock and Foggy Nelson. Additional tags, emotions, memories, and fluff. Summary, Foggy didn't sing anymore, and Matt couldn't understand why. Reminiscing over the past, too many beers in, he had to ask. It was only after sitting for a while, bottle of beer in hand, after reminiscing on their college days, that he remembered. Remembered that even through their studying there'd been singing, a voice for Matt to follow home after a lecture, a hum as they worked in their room, an upbeat song to try and cheer up a classmate whose laughter soon drove away the tears. Made up verses when they walked out of an exam they were sure they'd failed. And then through Landman and Zach, quieter so not to disturb their neighbors, but a constant hum as he sorted through files and folders, cursed at the printers. Hearing him before he entered their new office, a song proclaiming his most important goods, the morning coffees. Everywhere Foggy went, there was music. He may not have been the best, but was loud, off-key, and full of warmth. It had stopped at some point. Even the quietest hum stopping when he walked into a room, Foggy no longer wanting to sing, to make music around him. It had come back a little after he'd gone home for a week, a song following him to the office, before silence again, and around Matt any hint of dance in his step had gone. Foggs, are we drunk enough for me to ask you a ridiculous question? Ask away, Murdock. How come you don't sing anymore, at least not at work? Oh. A sped-up heartbeat, nerves, and anxiety, and Matt hated the fact that Foggy couldn't lie to him, that he'd feel obliged to tell the truth, knowing now that Matt would always know. I think, after finding you, finding out everything, I thought you must have hated my singing, being able to hear it all hours of the day, and you just couldn't tell me. Oh no, don't stop because of me. Don't punish yourself, Matt. It's just singing. It's hardly gonna kill me if I stop around you. You said before, think you were drunk. You could see why I was given the name Foghorn with my singing. He spat the words like they were a heavy weight. Don't lie to me about being happy about it, all right? Stop torturing yourself. I don't remember that. I didn't mean it if I did say it. I'm sorry, Foggy. Honestly, I am. Matt took a gulp of his beer, a bit of liquid courage, before carrying on speaking. I want you to sing again, Foggy. I missed it, and I'm sorry I made you think you couldn't sing around me. You can't give me that face and mean it. It's my singing. It's hardly music to anyone's ears, let alone yours. I miss it, Foggs, and I mean that. It makes you happy, and it makes me happy, too. Your made-up songs, missed notes, too loud choruses. Sing, shouting at the printer to keep it working. I miss being able to hear your voice down the hall, down the street, as you sing a song, not caring who hears you. I love that part of you, Foggs, and I wish you hadn't hidden it from me. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.